since you are facing the Lord, focus your gaze on Jagannath ji. Okay? Because I will close my eyes because I can't see. And then you do the mantra meditation after me. Okay? मंत्र का ध्यान करेंगे, मेरे पीछे उच्चारण करेंगे. हाथ जोड़ लीजिए. डोंट सी एनीबडी हु इज अराउंड यू, ओनली सी जगन्नाथ आर एल्स. क्लोज योर आईज. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. वासुदेवाय. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. स्वागत है श्री श्री जगन्नाथ मंदिर स्थान बेंगलोर. यू आर वेलकम फॉर संडे फीस्ट क्लास. गुड क्लास संडे. संडे फीस्ट क्लास इज रियली वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट. संडे फीस्ट क्लास. संडे फीस्ट क्लास. व्हाट इज द पर्पज ऑफ संडे फीस्ट क्लास? प्रभुपाद सेड इज अ लव एंड ट्रस्ट फीस्ट. What is? Love and trust peace. Learn to love and have a faith or trust in Supreme Lord by honoring the feast and listening to the message of Supreme Lord. ये उद्देश्य है कि रविवार को प्रेम और श्रद्धा बढ़ाने का ये उत्सव है. प्रसाद प्रेम और श्रद्धा बढ़ाने के लिए है, लेकिन प्लीज अनाउंस वन. एनीवन कन्नड़ा क्लास? एनीवन वांट स्पेशल ट्रांसलेशन इन कन्नड़ा? इट इज आउटसाइड. ओ देयर इज इंटरेस्टिंग बाबा. कन्नड़ा भाषा अनुवाद गाड़ी देखो. गाड़ी देखो बाहर. कन्नड़ा भाषा अनुवाद गाड़ी के देखो बाहर. घर घरे घर घरे. So it's Dhanwad for me, yeah? Hare Krishna, thank you. So love and trust feast. Prem aur shraddha badhane ke liye. Kiske upar? Bhagwan ke upar. Krishna bhavna mein prem aur shraddha badhane ke liye. This is a program for that purpose. कि हमारा प्रेम भगवान में कैसे बढ़े, because this is religion. What is the meaning of religion? Religion means how learn how to love Sri Krishna is religion. And before learning how to love, we must have faith, adav shardha. So shardha बढ़ाने के लिए प्रसाद के साथ सत्संग का प्रोग्राम है. सत्संग के साथ प्रसाद का नहीं, प्रसाद के साथ सत्संग का. प्रसाद इज पावरफुल टू. प्रसाद शक्तिशाली है. प्रसाद विल प्यूरिफाई अस एंड देयरफॉर दिस टुडेज वर्स इज अबाउट प्रसाद. सो व्हाट आई एम सेइंग, व्हाई वी आर कमिंग संडे हियर ऑन क्लास, फर्स्ट यू मेक योर मिशन स्टेटमेंट ऑफ योर लाइफ. संडे को हम क्यों आते हैं? भगवान से, भगवान के ऊपर श्रद्धा और उनसे प्रेम बढ़ाने के लिए, भगवान के भक्तों के साथ श्रद्धा और मैत्री का संबंध स्थापित करने के लिए. वी आर कमिंग फॉर दिस पर्पज. मेक इट क्लियर इन लाइफ व्हाई यू आर कमिंग. व्हाई वी आर कमिंग, मेक इट क्लियर इन यूर माइंड. वी आर विजिटिंग दिस टेम्पल ऑन संडे टू develop a firm faith and desire for loving devotional service to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and have a friendship and service attitude towards the devotees. This should be our object of coming in the temple on Sunday. This will perfect our life. Ye hamare aane ka uddesh hona chahiye. Theek hai? And how can we develop this? By hearing about Krishna. कैसे भगवान से प्रेम होगा, श्रद्धा कैसे होगी? Only by hearing. The only method is hearing. Example, Rukmani never saw Krishna personally. She only heard about Krishna from sadhus when they were visiting her father's house. Krishna is so beautiful. Krishna is so magnanimous. Krishna is so charitable, Krishna is so loving, and she developed a great attachment and love for Krishna. So it is only hearing about Krishna will manifest within our heart the faith and love for Krishna. So this feast, Sunday feast, is for this purpose. Hear about Krishna, then you will develop love for Krishna. So the verse today, we will come to the verse now, after a few minutes. First we are reading the 10th verse of this chapter, third chapter, Bhagavad Gita, Karma Yoga. Karma and Karma Yoga is different. Karma or Karma Yoga mein antar hai, dhyan rakhna. Karma is not Karma Yoga. The word yoga means कर्म फॉर कनेक्शन विथ कृष्ण. कर्म योग मीन्स कर्म मीन्स एक्टिविटी एंड योग मीन्स फॉर कनेक्शन. कर्म योग मीन्स एक्टिविटी फॉर कनेक्शन विथ कृष्ण इज कॉल्ड कर्म योग. ऑर्डिनरी कर्म मीन्स डूइंग एक्टिविटी. डूइंग एक्टिविटी मीन्स वी आर डूइंग एक्टिविटी एंड वी विल एंजॉय और सफर द रिजल्ट ऑफ द एक्टिविटी. Arjuna is asking, what is karma in 8th chapter? Kim karam uchyate purushottama. What is karma called? Karma kisko kehte hain? There is a difference. This is karma yoga. What is the meaning of karma yoga? Karma yoga is of two types. Working for Krishna, working to establish relation with Krishna is karma yoga. भगवान के साथ संबंध स्थापित करने के लिए काम करने को कर्म योग कहते हैं. दो प्रकार का होता है, सकाम कर्म योग, निष्काम कर्म योग. सकाम का मतलब भगवान फल हमको दीजिए, काम करते हैं कुछ फल हमको दीजिए, कुछ फल आपको हम वापस देंगे. And at least they are good that they are coming to Krishna. हम काम कर रहे हैं, हमको फल चाहिए, और जो हमको फल मिलेगा we'll offer some फल to you. This is सकाम कर्म योग. What is कर्म योग? निष्काम कर्म योग. We will work for you. We don't need any result. We are offering work and result both to you. निष्काम कर्म योग, which is very near to devotion. वो भक्ति को बहुत निकट है. निष्काम कर्म योग is very near to devotional service. What is the difference? Difference क्या है दोनों में? In निष्काम कर्म योग, the doer is not attached to the result, but is attached to the work. काम में आ सकती है, फल में आ सकती नहीं है. और डिवोटी के लिए न कर्म में आ सकती है न फल में. इज नॉट अटैच्ड टू वर्क, इज नॉट अटैच्ड टू रिजल्ट, इज सिंपली वर्किंग फॉर द प्लेजर ऑफ कृष्णा. दैट इज डिवोशन. सो कृष्णा इज स्पीकिंग, योग एंड यज्ञ बोथ आर मोर आर लेस सेम. यज्ञ मीन्स विष्णु एंड योग मीन्स कनेक्शन विद विष्णु. इट बोथ आर सेम इन वन सेंस. So Krishna is speaking in karma yoga, first thing yajna. What is saying? Saha yajna praja srishwa provacha prajapati. Krishna is saying, when I created this material universe, I also created yajna. Praja ki srishti ke saath yajna ki srishti ki. Aur phir kaha maine, इष्ट काम धुक्त. इफ यू परफॉर्म दिस यज्ञ, इट इज काम धीरू इज फुलफिलिंग, इट इज गोइंग टू फुलफिल ऑल योर डिजायर. आपके सारे इच्छा पूरे करेंगे. काम धीनू है यह यज्ञ. यज्ञ इज काम धीनू. इष्ट काम धुक्त, इट मीन्स डिजायर. काम ऑल योर डिजायर विल बी फुलफिल्ड बाय परफॉर्मिंग दिस यज्ञ. यज्ञ करो. यज्ञ करो मीन्स विष्णु के लिए करो. Then your action become automatically karma yoga. If you do the yajna for demigods, then it is going to be karma kanda. Karma is different, karma kanda is different, karma yoga is different. Agar yajna devata ke liye karenge, to that is called karma kanda, and we will get some phal. Bhagavan Vishnu ke liye yajna karenge, we do yajna for Vishnu, we will get fruit, but we also get eternal fruit, Vishnu. That is karma yoga. And karma simply is like ash or donkey doing everyday whole work for few bundles of grass. That is karma. Gadhe ki tarah kaam karna, do roti khana, ye karma. Karma yoga nahi, karma. Log bahut kahenge, aap jaoge, eh prabhu ji, humko time nahi, hum karma kar rahe, karma nahi kar rahe, mar rahe ho mukt mein. Gadhe ki tarah, you are not doing karma. You are working like as simply to wasting your life. दो टाइम की रोटी के लिए काम कर रहे हो ना, काय के लिए काम कर रहे हो? रोटी खाने के लिए ना, वो तो सभी खा रहे हैं. तो कौन सा कमाल का बात, तुम्हें तो वो भी नहीं मिलती. Why you are working so hard that even your lunch come lunch from wife बहुत सुंदर टिफिन बना के भेजती है, और उसको काम धंधे में इतना है टाइम नहीं है, खाए वो गर्म गर्म को ठंडा शाम को खाता है मूर्ख. व्हाट टाइप ऑफ कर्म इज दिस? कर्म खाए वो कर्म कर, और कुछ कर्म नहीं करता है, वो गर्म गर्म ऐसे निकलता है चपाटी घर में बैठ के खाता है. काम नहीं करता है, चपाटी गर्म गर्म खाता है. तो व्हाट टाइप ऑफ कर्म यू आर डूइंग? दैट्स नॉट कर्म. कर्म कांड कर्म योग थ्री आर डिफरेंट. Krishna is speaking of karma yoga. And then he spoke many yajna in Bhagavad Gita. Particularly in the fourth chapter he spoke something 12 to 14 different type of yajna. 12-14 yajna bataye Bhagavan ne. Swadhyaya yajna karo, jnana yajna karo. Then by reaching to the 10th chapter Krishna says, yajnanam japa yajna asmi. of all the yajna, my opulence is japa yajna. Japa yajna meri vibhuti hai. So Krishna gave conclusion, if you do japa,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
ये यज्ञ हो गया जप यज्ञ. ऐसा यज्ञ कृष्ण ने बताया कि भगवान ने ये यज्ञ स्पेशल क्यों बताया, क्योंकि लोगों के पास छोटे फ्लैट हैं दो रूम वाले, मुश्किल से उसमें यज्ञ करेंगे तो धुआं हो जाएगा. दे कैन नॉट बी एबल टू डू यज्ञ बिकॉज पहले यज्ञशाला हुआ करती थी हर घर में, गौशाला. एवरी हाउस यू शुड हैव द हाउस मस्ट हैव द काउ शेड द यज्ञशाला. Now only attached bathrooms are there, nothing else. Or previously bathroom was out. Now yajnashala is out, gaushala is out, bathroom is in there. This is the culture we have adapted from Western. ये हमारे हमने पाश्चात culture को अपनाया है. यज्ञशाला को गौशाला को घर से निकाल के और शौचालय शाला घर में लाके. Is that interesting? How fools we are actually speaking. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I'm speaking something truth, and is right or wrong? So yajnashala, because in Kaliyug people will not have a place for yajnashala. Or yajna karane ke liye pandit ko bulana padega. You call some pandit. Then you need some ingredient, ghee, cow ghee, difficult, some grains, then some expenses, money, big problem, recession, no money, no yajna. Then Krishna says, all right, I am giving to you a special yajna. You don't need Brahman, you don't need ghee, you know, there is no fire, there is no fumes. Simply use your tongue and there will be yajna. Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Yajna. Everybody can do this yajna? And this is the yajna everybody should do, then all the desires will be fulfilled. But since you are not, most of the people are not doing this yajna. Therefore we have opened this temple, Prabhupada has opened this temple, that we can have a joint yajna called congregational chanting. It is another yajna for this Kali Yuga. Sankirtana yajna, and Bhagavat ends with this verse. All the 18,000 verses of the Bhagavat end with the last verse. Nama Sankirtana yasya sarva papa pranashanam. Chanting of the holy name together will eradicate all the sinful activities, sare paap nas kar deta. So we have, as a society, and the Prabhupada has founded this society to establish this temple for Sankirtan Yajna. Again, koi kharcha nahi. Simply vibrate your tongue, bas. And I'm giving you very good advice. You want to take this advice, Mataji? Everybody in 24 hours has some limited number, some amount of the words he will speak. Is that right or not? There's some minimum amount, 4,000, 5,000, some words only. In the whole day somebody will speak that much words only. You agree with me or not? By limited kuch to hoga, memory stick kuch to hogi na. In ek din mein kitna aadmi bolega? 5,000 shabd, 5,000 words maximum, okay? If you chant 16 rounds, 24,000 words are already spoken. You have less word left to speak for fighting. No more jhagda. If really you chant, then some quota of the words you are exhausting. But this quota is linking you with Krishna. And because you have less word to speak within this world, so you will be less complicated within this world. Aapko kam hi duniya mein bandhan padega. Or kirtan mein nritya karoge, you dance on the kirtan, and also chant, again some words are spoken, and you chant, dance, you will be tired, then we'll give you full prasad. By the time you reach to home, you will be sleepy. If it is still, there is no going to be, there is not going to be any fight at home. No jhagda. This yagya, no jhagda yagya. Ghar jate jate neend aa jayegi. Nahi to, bahar hotel mein khane jaoge, to raste mein, aate huye kharche, kitna kharcha ho gaya? Aur itna kharcha kar diya. Agar jharte huye, you will come back fighting. Go with fighting, come with fighting, because that prasad have a consciousness which make you fight. That food has consciousness to make you fight. This prasad will is a special food which make you peaceful. And you are talking versus exhausted time. Or jhagde ka time aayega to andar se signal aayega. Abhi shabd khatam ho gaye. Abhi shabd khatam ho gaye. Abhi jhagda nahi ho sakta. Mother, this is good idea. Huh? The works are exhausted. What can I do? This is what this is what your computer says. This is your phone says memory exhausted, memory. So this big advantage of this yagya, you will become peaceful. How? Because most of the time you have something to do in 24 hours. So this is the advantage of this yagya. I'm just giving you practical example how it will benefit you really in your life. Bekar baatein nahi karenge na. Otherwise we are speaking some nonsense all day. Kuch kaam ki baatein nahi hai, bolte rehte. And all these words are not destroyed. All these words are recorded. And all your actions are captured in a camera by a person. His name is Chitragupta. His name is? Why his name is Chitragupta? Secret photographer. Gupta means secret. Chitra means photo. He is a secret photographer. And he is making a video of everybody. And before death, he will do the action replay. And therefore, people who are dying, they are crying. Aankhon se aansu nikalte hain, and they pass stool and urine because they see we have done all this nonsense. They see their own actions because Chitragupta, before death, he replays. Somebody says, "Main nahi kiya." Bola, dikhaun aapko photo aapka. But Chitragupta is also now taking your photo. And when he will show you this photo, Radha Ashtami, oh, Radha Kund appearance, we will in Jagannath temple. And you will be happy and smiling at that time. Oh, this time we have nice time we have passed. So this will give you ultimate benefit. Swalpamasya dharmasya trayate mato bhayata. This 1 hour will give you the mileage up to the last end of days. When you see this your picture in that film of Chitragupta, you say, "Thank you, man. Thank you very much, Krishna. Some or other I have this time used for your service." You will be happy at that time. Greatest dangers will be this then no more danger at that time. Bhai samapat ho jayega. Now Krishna is saying, "Yagya karo aur sukhi ho jao." And then 11th, in 11th verse he is saying, "Devam bhavyata nena te deva bhavyantuva parasparam bhavyanta shreya param avapasyata." Supreme Lord has employed so many demigods as the head of departments. You satisfy them with yagya and they will reciprocate with you by providing your necessities. This is Krishna saying a general rule for all people. General rule for all people. Devta ko yagya karo, wo aapki sari jarurat puri karega. Then Krishna is saying, "Ishtan bhogan hi wo deva dasyante yajna bhavita tayadatana pratayebhyo yo bhunkate tenevata." Jinke dwara sab kuch is sansar mein mil raha hai, whatever you getting in this world is by the blessing of different department heads under the instruction of Supreme Lord. If we don't offer them back, then whatever we are eating, it is only sin. Stay there, we are thief. Stay neva means we are thief. They said, certainly a thief. Are we really? Whatever we have got. एक आदमी प्रभुपाद से मिलने आया था मायापुर में. प्रभुपाद ने क्या काम करते हैं? बोले सीमेंट की फैक्ट्री. प्रभुपाद ने कहा सीमेंट कैसे बना? हाउ यू मेक सीमेंट? से राख. बोला राख किसकी है? ये नो आंसर. राख किसकी? बोला राख राख भगवान की. बोला फिर तुम चोर हो. यू आर थी इज नॉट यूर्स एंड यू आर यूजिंग समबडी. तो उसने बोला नहीं नहीं इसलिए तो हम आते हैं मंदिर में. वी आर कमिंग हियर एंड वी आर ऑफरिंग सम डोनेशन. देन यू आर स्मॉल थीफ. तो छोटे चोर हो. एट लीस्ट यू रिकॉग्नाइज दैट यू आर थीफ. तो कुछ भी आपका नहीं है इस दुनिया में. नथिंग इज बिलोंग्स टू यू. व्हाटएवर यू गॉट इन दिस वर्ल्ड इज बाय मर्सी ऑफ समबडी. इज इट राइट एंड नॉट? So at least you should be thankful to those people who provided you all these things. Like Mata Pita, mother and father, they gave you everything. They gave you birth, they maintained you. You must respect them. Therefore Vedic version used to say, Matra Devo Bhava, Pitra Devo Bhava. You should have a respect for your parents. Or my dear mothers, Mataji love. Hey, Prabhuji, aapke bache aapke charan chhute hai. Are they coming you? Touching your feet? How many people? Say honestly, two, yes. Three, yeah, four. Very good. But majority is smiling with shame. Sharam se muskara rahe hai ke nahi padte. Is it right? Sahi hai ke nahi? Why? Well, we are not doing yajna, so they are not paying us obeisance, simply. We don't have anybody superior to us to serve, so they are not learning this to serve us. वेरी सिंपल फॉर्मूला. अगर घर में आपको किसी की सेवा करते देखेंगे तो वो आपकी सेवा करेंगे. वो आपको सारा दिन पेट की सेवा करते हुए देखते हैं तो वो भी पेट की सेवा ही करेंगे. नो अदर सेवा. इज इट राइट और नॉट? सो कृष्ण इज एस्टेब्लिशिंग ए फिलोसॉफी. किसी से भी कुछ दुनिया में मिले, ऑलवेज बी थैंकफुल टू हिम. कृतज्ञ होना चाहिए. यू शुड बी थैंकफुल टू हिम. एंड देन ही सेइंग हाउ टू रियली ऑफर. इज अ जनरल रूल. नाउ ही सेइंग अ स्पेशल रूल. यज्ञ शिष्ट शनै संतो मुच्यन्ते सर्वकर्मचै. इफ यू ऑफर इन यज्ञ whatever you have, then you will be free from all kilbasha, all sinful activities. Every grihastha is killing, is murderer of five things every day. Shastra says, panchasuna, killing five while sweeping the floor, jharu se kai jeev marte. Pani bharne se, ann kootne se, aag jalane se, by fire, all this thing we are killing. Therefore, everybody was supposed to do five yajna. Atati yajna, Deva yajna, Rishi yajna. Every grihastha was supposed to do all these yajna. But now the only yajna left is TV yajna. Every house has 3-4 days TV yajna going on. Some house has continuous TV yajna. Fine. Yajna badal gaya na sara. आग जलनी चाहिए, टीवी में रोशनी आ रही है, यज्ञ हो रहा है और क्या. उसमें आहुति के लिए ब्राह्मण बैठते हैं, यहाँ बच्चे परिवार वाले सारे बैठते हैं प्लेट उठा के. उसमें यज्ञ में आहुति डालते हैं, यहाँ पेट में खाते हैं टीवी के सामने. दिस ईटिंग इन फ्रंट ऑफ टीवी आर बीवी इज ए प्रॉब्लम ऑफ मॉडर्न सोसाइटी. देयर इज नो मोर फैमिली यूनिटी बिकॉज वी आर आइदर ईटिंग इन फ्रंट ऑफ टीवी आर बीवी. दिस टू थिंग हैव डिग्रेडेड होल द वैदिक सिविलाइजेशन. ठीक है, आपको नहीं है बीवी? अभी नहीं है, है कि नहीं है? तो इसलिए खुश है, बोलता नहीं है, नहीं है. यज्ञ शिष्ट ही सुनाई. व्हाट इज शिष्ट मीन्स? व्हाट इज लेफ्ट? यज्ञ our sister offering gift to Krishna whatever is left as a prasad. So this prasad will purify you from all sinful activities. And then next line says, Bhujyam hunjante te toagam papa ye pachanti atma karanat. Only they are cooking for their own belly. They are simply eating sin. Now, how many people in Bangalore are cooking for yajna? And how many are cooking for their own bellies? 99.9 people are cooking for their own bellies. So what they are eating is only sin. They are eating sin. And how they are eating sin? In the form of teramycin, vebramycin, all these medicine, mycin. They are eating, huh? Teramycin. Terasin, merasin, dunu. All these medicine, different sin, huh? Vibromycin, Sankomycin, Sankomycin, friend ka mycin, grandfather mycin, everything, that's sin. Everybody is eating sin, this is a problem. Because they are eating sin, therefore they are sick, therefore they are eating another sin. To control the sin. Aisa hai. Doodh chada hua tha. Doodh mein chuha gir gaya. Maa ne bola, maa, doodh mein chuha gir gaya. Maa ne bola, beta billi dal de, chuhe ko nikale. So, doodh kisi kaam ka nahi hoga, lekin chuha marne ko billi nikal degi. That's what we are doing. We are doing one sin and we are treating this sin with the another sin. Billy under dalte is to this gun. Now Krishna is giving his ultimate this verse. Now we read this verse. Anad bhavati bhutani.
Anad bhavati bhutani.
Prajanya. Prajanyad annasambhava.
Prajanyad annasambhava.
Yajnad bhavati prajanyo.
Yajnad bhavati
prajanyo. Yajnaha kama samudbhava. अनाद भवति भूतानि. भूतानि का मतलब कृष्ण इज वेरी इंटेलिजेंट व्हेन ही सेइंग ममैव अंश जीव लोके सेड ऑल द जीवर्स स्प्रिट सोल दे आर माय पार्ट एंड पार्सल देन व्हाट ही सेइंग नेक्स्ट लाइन जीव भूत सनातन. जीव को भूत लग गया है. Jeev is Sanatan, but he has a bhoot. That is bhoota. Bhoota. Panch bhootu ka sharir. Every, sab ko bhoot laga hai. Hum sab ko bhoot laga hai. Ar kisi ko bhoot lagta hai, tab kya hota hai? Mata ji lo? Maanam na bhoot kya hota hai? Agar istri ko koi purush bhoot lag jayega, that lady, if she is hunted by male ghost, she says, I will kill you. You don't me. Who am I? She will speak as a male. Or aadmi ko bhootni lag gayi to, that person says, tere ko chhodungi nahi. The male will speak like this. Because he is identifying with the bhoot. But we are identifying with this body, not with the soul. So we are bhoot. Bhoot means you are identified with somebody else than what you are. That's called bhoot. So we have, hum sab ko bhoot laga hua. This sharir bhoot hai, panch bhooton ka bana hua. It's made of five, panch bhooton ka sharir hai na. Isliye bhootani, ye sharir ke liye ann chahiye. Atma ko ann nahi chahiye. You understand? Atma ko ann nahi chahiye, atma ko Hare Krishna chahiye. Lekin, anad bhavati bhootani. All those embodied souls, jinke paas sharir hai, is sharir ko chalane ke liye ann chahiye. For maintenance of the bodies of all living entities, you need anna. Koi aadmi kahega, hum ann nahi khayenge, hum bakra khayenge, murga khayenge. To usko bolna, second hand kha rahe ho, wo sab ann khate hain. All are herbivorous animals which the human consume. बोलो कभी शेर खाया है? बाघ खाया है? No. Are they going to hunt the lion? No. क्या खाएगा? बकरी, गाय, गधा भी नहीं खाता क्योंकि गधा पहले ही है. मिला? You understand what I am saying? All that meat people consume, there is second hand anna, because they eat anna. All eating grass. We are eating first hand, they are eating reconditioned car hai unke paas. That is a reconditioned thing, it's not primary thing. Primary khana hai, to billi ko khao. Sher ko khao. जो कार्निवोर्स है उनको खाना चाहिए ना. सो कृष्ण इज सेइंग समथिंग एवरीबडी इज बॉडी इज सब्सिस्टिंग ऑन दिस ग्रेन्स. फ्रॉम वेयर ग्रेन्स कम? पर्जन्याद अन्न संभव. पर्जन्या मीन्स रेन्स, एंड बाय रेन्स फील्ड्स विल यील्ड ग्रेन. ठीक है, खेत से अंत मिलेगा जब बरसात होगी. और फिर यज्ञाद भवती प्रजन्यो, वो जब यज्ञ करोगे तो बरसात होगी, नहीं तो फ्लड होगी. बरसात हो रही है, इट्स ऑल्सो प्रजन्य, बट इज नॉट यूजफुल, इट इज हार्मफुल. हाउ यू विल गेट द रेन? बाय यज्ञ. एंड हाउ विल यू डू यज्ञ? यज्ञ कर्म समुद्भव. वेन वो यू डू दी कर्म योग, इट इज कॉल्ड यज्ञ. सो फ्रॉम कर्म यज्ञ, कर्म फ्रॉम कर्म बिकम्स यज्ञ, फ्रॉम यज्ञ कम्स रेन, फ्रॉम रेन कम्स अन्न, एंड फ्रॉम अन्न वी सर्वाइव. दिस इज द होल प्रोसीजर. ठीक है, दिस इज द वर्स. द मीनिंग now the meaning is clear. Can somebody read the meaning? It's very clear. It's very clear for everybody. Har ek aadmi shlok se wo artha raha na. You can have meaning from shlok directly. An se sab prani jeete hain. An barsat se hota hai. Barsat yagya se hoti hai, yagya karam se hota hai. ठीक है. नाउ श्री प्रभुपाद इज राइटिंग कमेंट्री फ्रॉम बलदेव विद्याभूषण. भगवान को यज्ञ पुरुष बोलते हैं. लॉर्ड विष्णु इज कॉल्ड यज्ञ पुरुष. इन एट चैप्टर अर्जुन इज आस्किंग सेम क्वेश्चन, किम यज्ञ, who is yagya purush and where he is in the body. And Krishna is giving answer, aham yagya adi yagya dehe nam dehi nam, I'm sitting in everybody's heart, main yagya purush hu. 8th chapter is the 3rd verse and 4th verse. Adi yagya kon hai? Aham adi yagya dehi nam ashrita, and I am staying in all living beings body. So yagya purush, who is yagya purush? Supreme Lord Vishnu is yagya purush. And then this yagya purush, he is also master of all demigods. These demigods are receiving yagya on behalf of Supreme Lord, because he is their master. These demigods serve him as different limbs of the body, serve the whole. What are the demigods? Devta kya hai? Bhagawan ke sharir ke ang hai. Jin sare sharir ke ang pure sharir ki seva karte hai, aise devta Bhagawan ki seva karte hai. Demigod like Indra, Chandra, Varuna are appointed officers who manage material affairs. Bhautik jagat ke kaam ke liye Bhagwan ne Chandra, Indra, Varuna, and there are many demigods he appointed there. These are name of posts, not person. Person ka naam nahi hai, post ka naam hai. Finance minister, there's a defense minister. So these are different ministers with posts, and the person will change. But yajna person will not change. This person changed. Therefore, if you serve some person, when this person changed, then you will not get the same benefit. But yajna person never changed. Yajna person never changed. It's not the name of post, it's the name of person. There's a difference between the two. Yajna person, Vishnu hai, unchangeable hai. Or devta, changeable hai. Vedum mein, in the Vedas, sacrifice for demigods is advised. Vedum mein, karmakand portion mein, devtaon ke liye yajna karne ke liye kaha hua. The demigods should be worshipped by yajna. Indraya swaha, itiyam idam idraya idam namama, somaya swaha. So this is what the Vedic, all Vedic sacrifices like that. But also there is very important word, idam namama. It's not mine. It is for him, it's not for me. So this is also teaching us some renunciation, doing for something, not for us. And then, if these demigods are satisfied, they will provide air, water, light at right time. For right purpose. When you are need, they will provide it. This is the system set. Then Prabhupada is saying something higher, which is ultimately you will understand. If you worship Krishna, all the demigods are all automatically pleased. Now, if you offer sacrifice to different demigods, it will be difficult for you really. They are unlimited in number. Bhagavan Sri Krishna Dwarka mein hai, baithe hue. Sudhama Brahman aaya. Bhagavan ne jaake darwaze pe uska swagat kiya. He sent the message inside that Sudhama has come. Krishna was sitting with Rukmani in a nice singhasan. He ran to the door and he embraced Sudhama. He said, "Why you came late? I am waiting." So he brought the Sudhama and made him sit on his throne. And he sat down at his feet. And he asked Rukmani to bring water in a golden pot, and he washed the foot of Sudhama Brahman to teach the Brahmanical culture should be respected. And then Sudhama wanted to say, "Oh, you have a nice family." And she says, "Yes, yes, you are Brahman here. Please, can you bless? Ashirvad denge?" So Krishna Rukmani, "Oh, Rukmani kali." Sudhama kata, "Putravati bhava, sobhagyavati bhava." Haath aise karke, he gave couple mantra. Krishna, Satya Bhama aayi, Mitra Vinda aayi, ab 8 aa gayi, Jamvati aayi, to Sudhama ka haath thak gaya, ab haath nahi upar kar raha. Bula sukhi ho. Tab 16,000 line mein khadi thi. Sudhama ke paas aur kitni hai? Ab kitna aashirwad dega? Sudhama ka haal dekha, Bhagavan ke jawan sukh bhi. Krishna said, "You bless me, they all will be blessed." Sudhama, "Yes, yes, yes." Then first Sudhama blessed Krishna, then all were satisfied. That's what Prabhupada is saying here. Simply, by worshipping Krishna, all demigods are satisfied. Nahi to Sudhama 16,108 ashirvad kab puri karta dekar. वो तो 16,108 थे और ये 33 करोड़ देवता है, 33 करोड़ कितने जन्म लगेंगे सबको देखभाल करने में. Therefore intelligent person should worship Krishna. बुद्धिमान व्यक्ति को भगवान का सीधा कृष्ण भक्ति करनी चाहिए, not here, not there. And then Prabhupada writes, Or Srila Prabhupada is saying, iske liye, because of this, the devotees of love, who are in Krishna consciousness, offer food to Krishna and then eat, process which nourishes the body spiritually. Therefore, the devotees every day in their house, they cook with the consciousness to offer to the Krishna, and then this prasad they all partake, which is for body, only not for bhut, but also for the jeev. It's not only for bhut, now it becomes for jeev and bhut both. Roti bhut ke liye hai, prasad jeev bhut ke liye hai. The difference between the two. So, aap logon ke, so for you, this is the information Prabhupada is giving. If you simply offer whatever you are eating in a house, first offer to Krishna and then partake prasad, you will be peaceful and having a loving relationship in heaven. It will purify your existence. Then the question is, what should we offer to Krishna? And we should ask Krishna, what should we offer to you? Any guests come, what you will say? What do you want to have, please? Cold heart, you ask something. What do you want to have? It's not that you, somebody comes and says, here is a half kilo of ghee, please you drink. You cannot do like this. No, ghee is very pure. Yes, it's pure, but how can I drink half kilo ghee? you can force somebody to eat whatever. But eat whatever you ask. And what Krishna is asking in Bhagavad Gita? Patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhaktya parishyati. He is asking beautiful milk products, nice fruits, and beautiful vegetables and chapan bhog. 108 preparations. He's not asking one or two simple things. You are poor, you can give simply one leaf of tulsi, he is satisfied. If you have abundance, you give him chapan bhog, still he is satisfied. So, Srila Prabhupada, this is a very simple process. By such action, not only the past sinful reaction in the body vanquished, but the body becomes immunized to all contamination of material nature. Like you get your children immunized from polio by giving polio drops. Similarly, prasad will immunize you in this life from sinful reaction. And also it has another effect, to nullify the sense of previous lives. Polio aise nahi karega. This is immunization. Prasad is immunization. And then, when there is an epidemic disease, an antiseptic vaccine protects a person from the attack of such an epidemic. Similarly, food offered to Lord Vishnu and then taken by us make us sufficiently resistant to material affection, and one who is accustomed to this practice is called devotee of the Lord. Prabhupada is giving example, like vaccination for all diseases we get our children vaccinated. Similarly, if we want to be free from material disease, then we should take prasad as an immunization. Therefore, a person in Krishna consciousness who eats only the food offered to Krishna can counteract all reaction of past material infections, which are impediment to the process of self-realization. Why we are not coming to the temple and chanting Hare Krishna? Because past bad karma are forbidding us from coming. Therefore, Prabhupada said, distribute prasad outside freely. So this prasad will nullify their past activity, then they will listen to Krishna Katha. Prabhupada, when was traveling from Pittsburgh airport to the New Vrindavan, he said, I spread this movement by two things. And he would ask, what these two things? He said, chanting Hare Krishna and distributing prasad. Only by these two things I spread this movement all over the world. Pura duniya ke andar prasad aur Hare Krishna ke dwara maine prachar kiya. So his prasad was his, and early devotees in early days, over 90% was because of prasad. It's only prasad which made so many devotees. Prasad khate the, बहुत अच्छा. वी आर ईटिंग ऑल फ्रोजन फूड, हियर इज ए फ्रेश फूड, दे नेवर सर्व फ्रेश फूड. उन्होंने कभी तला हुआ समोसा देखा नहीं था, फ्राइड समोसा दे नेवर सर्व, नाइस पफ्ड अप पूरी दे नेवर सर्व, उंगली जलाने वाला हॉट हलवा दे नेवर सर्व. व्हाट इज दे सर्व अस? डीप फ्रोजन rotten, useless things, and they, when they relish this prasad, very nice. On Sunday, nice feast, khir, sweet rice, wow. Then two Sundays they used to come, and third Sunday they were asking devotees, you are eating every day like that? Yes, yes. And then they used to bring their bag next time to move in the temple. Why? Because prasad was rectifying their past sinful activities. Now they are ready to receive Krishna consciousness. That's what Prabhupada is saying. So we should be liberal in supplying prasad to the desires candidates. We should be magnanimous, liberal and charitable in distributing Krishna prasad. And Prabhupada, once he wrote a letter to all the temple presidents, signed himself, said, in our temple, when some gentleman visit, make him sit down and take a full plate of prasad, rice, dal, sabzi, halwa, puri, pakoda. He wrote all names of the items. And then he said, as soon as 25 people go and the prasad exhausted, cook the another batch for the next visitors. And then he wrote, don't think that you are feeding anybody. Radha Rani is in charge of the kitchen. And Radha Rani has millions of Lakshmis to provide whatever they need, what she needs. Prabhupada gave a direct instruction, kitchen is supervised by Radha Rani. Temple kitchen is supervised by Radha Rani. And she has millions of Lakshmis. So there is never going to be scarcity. Please provide prasad to whoever gentleman come in the temple. Why? It will cut down the past karma. And then he can, will take to Krishna consciousness. That's what Prabhupada will speak in these lines. Therefore, a person in Krishna consciousness who eats only food offered to Krishna can counteract all reaction of past material infections, which are impediment to the progress of self-care. On the other hand, one who does not do so continue to increase the volume of sinful action, and this prepare next body to resemble. This makes next body. Agar wo aise prasad nahi khayega, aur burger khayega. बर्गर खाएगा, चलते फिरते खाएगा, बर्गर खाएगा बर्बाद होगा, बर्गर खाएगा बर्बाद हो जाएगा. वेरी गुड. और टोपल करें, नहीं तो अगर वो जो आएगा वो खाएगा. यू नो ब्रह्मा जी व्हेन ही क्रिएटेड एनिमल्स दे क्राई, बाबा वी आर हंग्री, बाबा वी आर हंग्री. ब्रह्मा से गो ईट वेर एवर यू गेट एंड वट एवर यू गेट एंड वेर एवर यू गेट. So animals, they go anywhere, everywhere, whatever they eat. And then he created human beings. They said, Baba, we are hungry. He said, eat two times a day. And the humans were regulated eating two times a day. Then the time came, the human beings thought, are we less than animals? Why should we eat two times? We would like to eat every time. And they started eating in the street, pani puri, challa bolla, balla puri, and then started this. Going mungfali, and they started eating in the street like bakri, like a goat. This is what is human civilization is becoming like, animalistic civilization. And then Prabhupada is writing, then their next body will resemble hogs and dogs. Paap kathe karenge, to kutta aur suar banenge, to suffer the resultant reactions of all sins. What do you want to be in next life? What do you want to be next life? This is the question. Oh, one method is Saraswati. Saraswati nahi hai? Kya? Sharda is saying, I don't want to take any birth. Very good. What do you want? Sakada samapat karo, prasad ready hai? Time for questions. Let me finish the purpose of Prabhupada. I think there are few lines to read. What body you want to take? You go in house and today think what body you want to take next time. Okay? Take some time, at least 1 hour, you think what you want to be next time, at least. Think something higher. Forget, never think of dog and hound, okay? Think of something higher than this. At least, okay? Then you come up with some conclusion what you want to be. Then we'll advise you how to become that. Okay? Now the Prabhupada is writing, the material world is full of contamination, and one who is immunized by accepting prasad of Lord, put offered to Lord Vishnu, is saved from attack. Whereas one who does not do so becomes subjected to contamination. This is a plain statement. Food grains or vegetables are actually eatable. Actually eatable means they are meant only for eating of the human being. Anything extra human being is eating is not factual. It is imitation. Factually, the human being eats different kinds of food, grains, vegetables, fruits, etc. And the animals eat the refuse of the food, grains and vegetable grass. Human beings who are accustomed to the eating meat and flesh must also depend on the production of vegetation in order to eat the animals. They also need something, but Prabhupada is saying they have to have a reconditioned protein. Therefore, ultimately, we have to depend on the production of the field and not on the production of the big factories. No factory can provide you a grain of rice. No factory, it's only land. It's only field you will get the food. Not from factories, no nut bolt. Nobody is eating nut bolt. You need bark, only you need rice. Okay? And there is no any factory yet in this world. Put grass on one side and get milk from other side. No factory in the world yet. Eh? You have any factory, you put a grass and get a milk? And so beautiful cow feed grass and get a milk. Not science has yet given us any such machine you put grass and get milk. No. Therefore you have to depend. And for all these things, we have to depend upon rain from the sky. And these rains is controlled by demigod Indra, sun, moon, and they are servant of Lord. Lord can be satisfied by sacrifices. Therefore, one who cannot perform all, then will find himself in scarcity. There is the law of nature. Yajna, especially the Sankirtan Yajna, prescribed for this age, must therefore be performed to save us at least from scarcity of food. एक ही बात प्रभुपाद जी कहते हैं, अन्न महंगा हो रहा है, दाल का क्या रेट है आजकल? 80 रुपया किलो। पहले गरीब आदमी कहता था दाल रोटी खा रहे, अब दाल रोटी भी नहीं मिल रही है। 80 रुपया किलो दाल। एक कवि ने लिखा था, इन फ्यूचर व्हाट इज गोइंग टू हैपन, दाना गिनकर दाल मिलेगी, नाउ यू आर गेटिंग 1 किलो, देन यू से कैन यू गिव 50 दाना, 50 पर 100 दाना दाल का देना, 100 रुपया दो, 100 रुपीज पर 100 पीसेज ऑफ दाल, दाना गिनकर दाल मिलेगी, गेहूं की तो छाल मिलेगी, केवल भूसा मिलेगा, पानी के मिलेंगे इंजेक्शन, अभी बोतल मिल रहे हैं, फिर इंजेक्शन मिलेगी आने वाली पीढ़ी को, द न्यू जनरेशन विल सफर लाइक दिस, व्हाई? बिकॉज दे विल नॉट परफॉर्म योर, so they will not get any necessity of the life. Therefore, Krishna conscious movement is doing best welfare work for the whole world. By doing Sankirtan Yajna, you will get at least necessities of the necessity for living, the grains to eat and live peacefully. So please join us in doing Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare
Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you very much. So this is a simple message. To be self-sufficient, you must do yajna. When you are alone, you chant Hare Krishna on Japa. That is Japa Yajna. When you are together in the family, do some congregation chanting. That is Sankirtan Yajna. It will fulfill all your desires. Thank you very much. Anybody has any question? Any question or comments or something they want to say? Is there any question? Hai? Is there any question? No question? No question? It's less than 1 hour, it's not over 1 hour. Is there some question? No question? Yes, Prabhu.
Like recently we had the flood.
Yes.
And many people are living with drains. So how are they positioned?
We should be charitable always. When people are in difficulty, we should provide them grants and everything. Charity, yajna, dana, and what is the third one? Huh? Tapa, yajna, dana, karma, tyajeta, pavanani, manishrinam. Even for exhausted soul, these works should never be given up. Yajna, tap, and dana. So we should be charitable. If there's a need, we should definitely help them. But we give them prasad, then they will be purified more rather than grains. So if somebody can do this. We used to do like in wherever there floods, Iskcon devotee used to go and distribute prasad along with holy name. That's advisable. Yeah, we should do this.
No, other than if it is not prasad, then what is the reaction?
Then at least they are living because of that, and then they can have a chance at least to become a devotee in future. If they don't get anything, they will die. So it is better to give something, but it is the best if you give them prasad. Better to give prasad. Hare Krishna. Announcements. Question is Prasad.